Well, in today's health segment, we analyse the good and the bad foods that are going into our families' bodies each and every day. Sugar, is it all bad for your body? And how labelling can affect a healthy you. I caught up earlier with Kate Tonkin, a food educator, and spoke of the good and bad sugars.
Okay, well, it's really interesting, the language, firstly, that we use around food, because when you say good or bad, that automatically puts a meaning on food and it sets people up to be doing the right thing or the wrong thing. So there's an awful lot of stress now about what we do around food. And if we look at the food industry, or it's an advertising industry, such, so there's always an enemy. You know, a couple of years ago, gluten was our new enemy. Like, oh, my goodness, we can't possibly eat bread. There's that famous meme of someone saying in New York that you could hold up a grocery store with a bagel because people are so scared of gluten. And sugar has become a bit the same in that, yes, it is the evil and it's the thing that we all need to avoid. But if we label sugar as good or bad, we're almost at the mercy of the food companies and what they put on the front of their labels to make us buy it. So a more simple way to think of sugars, I think, is, are they in a food that comes from the ground or are they in a packet? And I'm really conscious of making food simple for people because it has got way too confusing for us to work out what we should be eating and what we shouldn't, because it almost seems like there's a message every week on social media or wherever it may be.
You mentioned a key word, stress, and when it comes to food, and I think for parents out there that are packing lunchboxes at the moment, that is the stress that's going out there, is what is the best way to pack your child's lunchbox without getting too stressed?
Yeah, it can be a real cause of stress, can it? I know when my daughter was in kindy and they said, you're not allowed to have chocolate in there. And I was a little bit taken aback and I said, well, I can put chocolate. What if we cut out some of the packet foods that are turning up in our kids' lunchboxes before we cut out perhaps chocolate, which is not actually, by the way, a bad food, or before we cut out things that are made at home? Because the state of Australian lunchboxes at the moment is that every day our kids are having between 2, 3, or even 4 packet foods every single day. And rather than labelling sugar as the bad thing, let's have a look and educate people about what's actually in these packets and what our kids are actually eating in their lunchbox and how that plays out in the classroom and for the teachers.
We need to take time, though, don't we? We need to take that extra bit of time, and this is something that can really be frustrating for a lot of families out there, is that time is very little, trying to time management everything. But when it comes to the food, we should be taking that time to do a little bit of research when it comes to the right and wrong foods that we're putting into our children's bodies.
Yeah, you're right. It does come back to time and to pack a really nourishing and healthy lunchbox for your kids. You do need to be a bit prepared, but it doesn't have to be really hard. It can be things like you can batch cook a whole lot of chocolate cake, for instance, that could sit in the freezer next to some ham and cheese scrolls you made, and they can come out to make those lunchboxes easy. And what I'm saying is, I mean, it's 2020, heavens, and we can't never eat packet foods because that's just completely unreasonable. But it's a matter of what you want to do for your family and where your next step on your health journey kind of is. Perhaps there's certain packets that you might like to cut out once you start looking at what's in them, and things that you could substitute perhaps with a homemade. You know, farmers markets, for instance, a great way to buy some better treats for your kids than things that you'll find in the supermarket shelves.
As a food educator, what's your biggest headache when it comes to a certain question that's coming your way?
Probably my biggest thing is that we all love as humans to put a name on something, and people will love to label the way that we are eating, whether it be paleo or gluten-free or soy-free or lactose-free or vegan or whatever it may be. And to me, that makes things really, really complicated. I would rather we get back to basics and back to an actual food culture where we know what's in our food, we know where it grows, we know how to cook it. And when we're really strong in having that grounded food culture, then we're not prey to all the marketing and, oh, is this good or is this bad? Am I doing the right thing and the wrong thing? Because you're really in tune with actual real food and what works best for your own body.
Food educator Kate Tonkin has joined us on the program this morning, all part of our health segment here on ABC Kimberley Mornings. We know that soft drink is a massive problem up here in the Kimberley, where a lot of people are consuming it by the litres. How do we go about, I guess, cutting that out, if possible, completely?
Okay, yeah, that's a huge problem. I'm glad that you've touched on that, because soft drinks and all these energy types of drinks as well, well, the way that they are marketed, particularly at kids, are as though it's a food, a drink that our body really needs. And I think the best way to do that is to educate people about what actually goes on and what's it doing to them. When we're seeing now, kids' health in Australia is in a fairly dire strait because we're seeing lots of diseases that were traditionally only seen in adults, like type 2 diabetes, which could be the result of drinking lots of these sugary drinks. So in an ideal world, we would mostly be drinking only water. I'd say, Ed, is to have a look, actually, how much sugar, how much sugar is in those drinks that you're actually having. You know, a juice box, for instance, that could be sold as a really amazing thing for your kid's lunchbox. Most juice boxes have about 6 teaspoons of sugar in it, which is 2 teaspoons more than the World Health Organization says that kids should have of added sugar every single day. So once we add that up, you know, that can of Coke here, that soft drink here, that juice box in your lunchbox, it really quickly adds up. So I guess the good thing about concentrating is on sugar is that it's a really easy one to cut out. If you're having 3 cool drinks, cans of soft drink every day, cut it down to 2 and automatically you're having amazing health benefits for your body, even just a small change like that.
And I guess with this is the thing, sugar is painted with that evil brush, but it isn't evil, is it, all the time? Your body does need sugar as well, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yes, our body needs sugar. We'll all be in a heap on the ground if we didn't have any sugar at all. So I think it's quite dangerous to label food components and to separate them out into good or bad. But really, as a whole, we are consuming, as a society, we are consuming far too much sugar than our bodies actually need. And what we teach kids in the school program is to turn around their packets and see how much sugar is actually in that. So for kids at a primary school, we'll do an average out. They need about 16 grams, which is about 4 teaspoons of sugar a day. But really, in reality, by the time the kids have a breakfast cereal and then a juice box and then some of this packet food, what we're finding is that kids are up to 10 or 12 teaspoons of sugar before they've even had lunch. So the long-term impacts on that are massive, are really massive. So I think that's what we need to be doing, is to have a look at which of these packet foods are okay for us and which of them may be doing us harm, because there's thousands and thousands of packets to choose from.
I can remember back last century when I went to school and... Yeah. Ed, talking about the food pyramid and breaking it down that way, and fruit and vegetables. I think is it 5 pieces of fruit and 2 pieces of veg, or vice versa, each day, on how you're supposed to be going about your healthy living that way. And I can remember that in the latter stages of my schooling there, when we really started to nut it out in PE theory and things like that. Are there sort of programs that are covering this at the moment? I know obviously you're heavily involved at the school level at the moment, but what sort of programs are we talking about when it comes to helping our kids get through if we might be too busy as parents, but the kids at school are getting that taught to them anyway?
Yeah, that's a really important thing. If we are too busy, and somewhere I think because we've got ourselves trapped in this cycle of relying too much on heavily processed foods, that somewhere we have to stop that cycle and getting back to what people know is good and good for them. And the 5 and 2 is an easy way to do that. You have 5 veggies, 2 pieces of fruit per day, but there's only about 5 or 7% of the Australian population who actually do that, and it's really, really low. I actually, a couple of years ago, did some courses and ran here with the Yamaji Champions, and one lady said to me really tentatively, put up her hand and said, "Oh, I don't really want to say this, but I think white people food is killing us." She said, "I hope you're not offended." And I said, "Well, I'm really offended because it's killing all of us because we're relying too much on this." And she said, "Oh, we have to just eat more food from the ground. I wish somebody had told us that." Mm. And that's how simple I want to make it for people listening. The food is too complicated already. Every single person listening to this program, Ed, could go and eat an extra fruit and veggie a day and do wondrous things for their body. It's without making it even complicated, without thinking you have to read a label or without thinking you have to eat a certain way or cook with some amazing newfangled superfood. Just eat an extra carrot a day. Just eat a tomato. That's how simple it is.
Kate Tonkin there, food educator, of course, and she'll be back on the program in a month's time as we analyse what's good and bad for you when it comes to the food that should be going into you and your families right around the Kimberley and the Pilbara today.